BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Tens of thousands of people have marched in the centre of Moscow to mourn the murdered Russian opposition activist Boris Nemtsov. The demonstrators carried Russian flags and pictures of Mr. Nemtsov and passed the spot near the Kremlin where he was shot dead. Sarah Rainford reports from Moscow.
Opposition voices have been pushed to the margins under President Putin. Protests crushed. But today, this crowd was allowed to march through the heart of Moscow. And as they reached the murder spot, they shouted this. Russia without Putin. 2 days on, the gunman still hasn't been caught. But this crowd blames Mr. Putin for the killing. Some directly, but most for creating a dangerously nationalistic mood here. For labelling government critics as traitors.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on his way to the United States to address Congress about the dangers of a possible nuclear deal with Iran. The planned speech has already damaged relations between Israel and the White House, but the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the Israeli Prime Minister would be welcomed in the United States.
We have a closer relationship with Israel right now in terms of security than at any time in history. We don't want to see this turned into some great political football. Obviously, it was odd, if not unique, that we learned of it from the Speaker of the House and that an administration was not included in this process. But the administration is not seeking to politicize this. We want to recognize the main goal here is to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
The Argentine president, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, has defended her economic policies while making her last speech to Congress before she steps down as president later this year. She had recently been criticized in relation to the death of the state prosecutor, Alberto Nisman, who had accused her of covering up Iran's alleged involvement in the 1994 bombing of a Jewish center in Buenos Aires. Ignacio de los Reyes reports.
Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's speech was criticized by the opposition for not mentioning the high inflation or poor foreign investments in the country. For the first time, Mrs. Fernandez said she regrets the death of prosecutor Alberto Nisman, but argued his accusations were based on lies and asked not to use the 1994 bombing with political motivations.
Reports say at least 19 Christians taken captive by the Islamic State group in Syria have been released. The militants are still holding about 200 other Christian villagers captured in raids in the northeast of the country last week. In the days afterwards, Islamic State fighters in the region clashed with Kurdish rebels and their Christian militia allies. World News from the BBC. An Iranian airliner has landed in the Yemeni capital Sana'a for the first time in many years. Senior Iranian diplomats were on hand to welcome the flight, which took place just weeks after a Shia Houthi rebel movement seized control of much of the city. The plane brought a team from the Iranian Red Crescent and medical aid. In the meantime, a Houthi delegation has arrived for talks in the Iranian capital, Tehran. In Britain, court documents have revealed the extent of the ties between Islamist extremists and the man known as Jihadi John, who's been seen in Islamic State videos beheading hostages. The papers indicate that the man, Mohammed Emwazi, was part of a terror network in the UK. One of its leading members, known as J1, had ties to a man jailed for trying to blow up a train in London in July 2005. Other members of Jihadi John's network have been linked to fighting in Syria and Somalia and were said to be fundraising for the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. 33 people have been arrested in Hong Kong at a protest against shoppers from mainland China. There were scuffles and police fired pepper spray. Hundreds of demonstrators in Yuen Long, close to the border with mainland, are angry at Chinese traders who cross into Hong Kong to snap up sought-after goods for sale back home. Rio de Janeiro has been celebrating 450 years since the city was founded. The festivities started with a gun salute at the site where the first Portuguese sailors and colonizers are believed to have landed in 1565. The mayor of Rio de Janeiro is Eduardo Paes.
I think that Rio de Janeiro is a city with a great deal of history. It's a city that has both given a lot to this country and received a lot. It is the synthesis of Brazil.
And that's the BBC News.